You know that feeling when you wake up after a really good night's sleep and everything just feels better? Your mind is sharper, your mood is lifted, you feel like you can take on the world. Well, it turns out that intuition might be pointing to something much deeper than just feeling refreshed. A new study published this year in NEJMAI suggests that what happens in your brain during sleep, specifically, the electrical patterns captured by EEG could be a powerful window into your overall brain health. And not just today, but your risk of cognitive decline, disease, and even mortality down the line. So let's set the stage here. Sleep is something we've always known is important. We've all heard that we need 8 hours, that sleep is when your brain consolidates memories, clears out toxins. But measuring brain health has always been tricky. Doctors have various tools, cognitive tests, brain imaging, blood biomarkers, but they're often expensive, require specialized equipment, or they only give you a piece of the puzzle. Sleep EEG, on the other hand, is something many sleep labs already do routinely. If researchers could extract meaningful brain health information from overnight sleep recordings, that would be a pretty big deal. That's essentially what this multi-cohort study set out to do. Develop and validate a deep learning model that could turn raw sleep EEG data into what they call a, quote, brain health score, quote. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The researchers didn't just throw the raw EEG data into a neural network and hope for the best. They used what's called a multitask learning architecture, which means the model was trained simultaneously to do multiple things: predict cognitive performance, classify disease status, and predict mortality. The idea is that if you train a model on all these related outcomes at once, it learns a more robust representation of what actually matters for brain health. And the results are pretty striking. The deep learning-derived brain health score blew away the conventional approaches. When researchers looked at how well their score predicted cognitive performance, they saw correlations jump from essentially zero with standard demographic and expert-defined EEG models, we're talking near zero, up to a moderate correlation of R equals zero. 40. For disease classification, we're talking about improvement in the AUROC from somewhere between 0, 50 and 0. 55, basically flipping a coin up to 0. 65 to 0. 75. That's clinically meaningful. But here's the really attention-grabbing finding. A 1 standard deviation increase in this brain health score was associated with a 31 to 35% reduction in mortality risk. The hazard ratio was 0. 65 to 0. 69. And this was statistically significant at p less than 0. 0.001. To put that another way, people with higher brain health scores had substantially lower mortality risk. And this effect was bigger than what you'd see with conventional EEG metrics like REM fraction or spindle density, metrics that sleep researchers have relied on for years. The model also achieved state-of-the-art performance on the basic task of sleep staging, which is just classifying what stage of sleep someone is in, with a Cohen's kappa of 0. 75. And when researchers looked at the internal structure of what the neural network had learned, they found that it had organized itself in a way that reflects physiologically meaningful patterns. In other words, it wasn't just a black box. So that's encouraging for validation, right? But external validation is where the rubber really meets the road. The team tested their model in an independent cohort from BIDMC, and the findings held up. The brain health score still predicted mortality, and importantly, it provided incremental value above an existing metric called the EEG-based brain age index. So this isn't just reinventing the wheel, it's adding something new to it. Now, let's think about what this actually means. On the surface, we've got a biomarker derived from an existing, relatively inexpensive test, sleep EEG, that predicts cognitive performance disease risk, and mortality better than conventional approaches. If you're a sleep medicine physician, or a geriatrician, or anyone involved in preventative health, that's valuable. You could potentially screen people, stratify their risk, and intervene earlier. But I think there's something more interesting happening here too. The fact that a single unified model trained on cognitive disease and mortality outcomes performs better than separately trained models suggests something fundamental about brain health, that these outcomes are really manifestations of a common underlying biological process. Your brain health isn't separate from your cognitive function, your disease risk, and your longevity. They're all part of the same story. The authors also note that this multitask latent space architecture is designed to be expanded. So right now, it's working with sleep EEG, but imagine integrating other data streams. Structural and functional neuroimaging, blood biomarkers, genetic data. You could build a more comprehensive picture of brain health, and that's the direction the field seems to be moving. There are some caveats worth mentioning, of course. The study is based on observational data, so we can't say the brain health score is causal. It's correlated with these outcomes. But we can't say improving your EEG patterns would improve your health. And EEG is still not trivial to obtain. You need a sleep lab, trained technicians. But it's more accessible than, say, PET imaging for amyloid or tau. The other thing that stands out is the sample sizes and the specificity of the populations. This kind of deep learning work really benefits from large, well-characterized cohorts, and that's what the authors had. That's why the external validation in BIDMC is so important. It shows the model generalizes. So here's the bottom line. We have a proof of concept that overnight sleep EEG, processed through a sophisticated deep learning model, captures something meaningful about overall brain health that goes beyond what conventional EEG metrics can tell us. It predicts cognitive performance, disease risk, and mortality in a way that actually outperforms existing approaches. The implications are potentially quite broad. For individuals, it might become a useful tool for screening and understanding your brain health trajectory. For medicine more broadly, it could offer a relatively accessible, objective biomarker for cognitive decline and other conditions where early intervention might make a difference. That said, we're still in the early phases. The next steps would be prospective validation, understanding the mechanisms. Why do these EEG patterns matter? And figuring out how to translate this into clinical practice. Does knowing your brain health score change how you approach sleep, exercise, nutrition, cognitive engagement? Does it help clinicians make better decisions? Those are the questions that'll determine whether this becomes truly clinically useful or remains a compelling research finding. But for now, this paper in NEJMAI is a really nice example of how thoughtful application of machine learning to existing data, in this case, something as routine as a sleep study, can uncover new insights about health and disease.